Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Emmy-nominated composer Isabella Summers, who talks about how she maintains a healthy lifestyle, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our Sports Doctor is In segment with Dr. Bob Weil. Check this out.
Joining me is Dr. Bob Weil, known as Dr. Bob, who is a respected sports podiatrist and radio host of The Sports Doctor. He's back on the show for the Sports Doctor is In segment. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Hey, it's great to join you for another new year, 2023. So, everybody, and it's always exciting to be have our segment with your audience.
Yeah, so now that we're in February the 1st, let's look at fitness goals. And people are into New Year's resolutions, getting fit. And how do we keep or maintain our fitness goals? What does that look like?
Magic question. You know, I would have radio guests on, Christine, over the years in the fitness club industry. And I would have them on many times after New Year's, and they would talk about all these new people and everybody all excited and all the new members. And by the time March and April rolled around, you'd see the same people in the gym that you always saw. And the fact that, people's enthusiasm waned, et cetera, et cetera. So we want to share some things that can make a difference in people, your listeners, runners, athletes of any sport, sticking with what they have felt excited about initially, maybe a New Year's resolution. On my show, I call it the mental game, Christine. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach, is such a mental side of everything. And this is a big one. How do I stick with the fitness goals that I'm setting? What really, really makes sense? And I think, number one, be proud of yourself because you're setting the fitness goals. You're already ahead of the game, number one. Number two is pay attention to not overdoing it. Many people get too excited. Remember, we've talked about it before, the terrible twos. You know, they do too much, maybe too aggressive too soon. They get hurt, they have an injury, and they give up. Or they find that all of these demands they put on themselves, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, I'm not going to miss a workout, et cetera, and it becomes just too much. So we want people to be realistic, to take advantage about participating in what you enjoy doing. Oh, whether it's swimming, whether it's walking, whether it's going to the gym, doing circuit training, et cetera. If you don't like it, you ain't going to do it. And you're probably not going to stick with it. And there's a lot of options. There's yoga. There's mind-body classes. There's tremendous emphasis on fitness. But you want to pay attention to being realistic and give yourself at least second, third, fourth, and fifth chances to get back in the game if you fall short.
Yes. And it's just, I think also too, writing it down or having an app that keeps you moving.
You know, it's interesting. I just saw a very interesting point involved with some, Tony Robbins. Matthew McConaughey was talking about his new book, Green Light. And they were talking about the idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's made a big deal about it. He always had a training partner. He always had a training partner that participated, that motivated, that bounced off him, et cetera, et cetera. And this becomes something that I think one of the ideas of being part of a class also with what you're doing can help you have individuals that you can participate with, rely on. But there's no doubt about it. It's easier said than done. If you are a serious athlete, and you have serious goals, again, you want to pay attention to big time to these guidelines. You want to do the two things everybody cares about. You want to prevent injuries, and you might want to really be enhancing performance. So you want to pay attention to all the things you and I talk about on the Sports Doctor's In, whether you're in the right shoe for you. Whether are you really paying attention to strengthening your feet and ankles, your lower extremities? Are you paying attention to including balance training? All these things that we have found are very, very important when we're talking about even that's whether it's your son or daughter who's a serious athlete or whether it's you, is again to be educated and pay attention to all these hints that we'll give you, many of the great guests that you have. You're a great example of somebody who has stuck with it. How long have you been a runner?
Since 1998.
Wow. You're already a champion.
But I think, too, is like, as you said, if you say you're a runner and you don't like running anymore, then don't do it. Do something else. Do walking or whatever the case, whatever you like to do. And that way you'll stick with it.
Yes. And very, very importantly, one of the best weapons we all have to reduce stress, is there a bigger topic in this world? I don't think there is. Exercise is one of them. Mm-hmm. And the ability, whether you're looking to reduce aging, whether you're looking to stay healthier, all of these things relate to including exercise. It's hard to be pissed off, pardon my French, when you're exercising. So again, be realistic. It's hard to beat walking. Even 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, very, very important. And also include big time rest and recovery. Happy New Year, right?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Bob. And people want to listen to your show or follow you. Where can they go?
You know, my show is live every week on bbsradio.com. So they go to bbsradio.com/thesportsdoctor. Catch me live every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. My website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you want to follow us on LinkedIn. We have thousands of followers, and we participate with a lot of great information for people, in whether it's sports, medicine, fitness, or wellness. So sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, catch me on Run With It, right?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Great to see you, Christine. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next time.
Joining me today, I'm so excited to have with me as my guest, Isabella the Machine Summers, who is an English Emmy-nominated composer, songwriter, producer, and musician. And she's here today to talk about her composing role in the Apple TV series Physical and Physical Season 2 and what is next for her. Welcome, Isabella.
Thank you so much for having me. That was a lovely introduction.
Yes. Well, you know, you do so many things. Like, how do you maintain your stamina?
Well, I mean, I don't drink booze. So that's probably the best one, because it means that I never have a hangover. So I feel like that is one way of keeping in check. I think that, like, I find this job so satisfying and so fun that it's easy for me to kind of like wake up in the morning and be excited about all the various things I say yes to that maybe aren't humanly possible for one person. But I can't help but say yes, because each thing is in its own right, like, just such a fun adventure. And Physical was the real catalyst for all of it. It was the first one that I did by myself. And I got on with Annie, the showrunner, Annie Wiseman, immediately. And she basically just made it so easy for me. That, of course, when I then said yes to anything else, I was like, wait a second.
Yes.
Well, you know, Annie's a dreamboat.
Well, you know, you have so much, you do so many, you have such a stellar career, you know.
Thank you.
You have to have a lot of stamina. So the word, the show, Physical, and one and two TV series was, you know, that would attracted me to you know, because it's so physical.
You know, you know, when I used to live in California, I sort of moved to California in the middle of my tour at one point, and I lived there for like 5 years straight, or 4 years really. And I used to go to SoulCycle and I loved it. And then I came back to England And then we had the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. And only recently have I, and, you know, throughout the whole scoring seasons one and two of physical, I would go for a run in the park and like exercise, whatever. But it wasn't until like the end of last year that I was like, oh my God, I've got a soul cycle down the road. And so I started going, and I've been going now, it's ramped up to me going every day. Oh, wow. And actually, it really reminds me of physical sometimes. So it's quite funny how I've like gone full circle and ended up like in my TV show somehow.
Yes. No, congratulations. And I mean, like, where do you find your inspiration to write the songs, compose the songs? I mean, it's like you have so funny, aerobic, save me.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I'm a huge Madonna fan. So when Annie kind of like, she was talking about punk and Bad Brains, and she was talking about, come on, tip of my tongue. I can't remember their name. Damn it. But loads of punk music from like San Diego in the late 70s. And then I was kind of like coming at it from this like, oh my God, I loved early Madonna. I was such a huge fan of the Holiday record. And so like, we kind of like started to delve into like that soundscape basically. And I think I really just wanted to make Burning Up by Madonna is maybe my all-time favorite song ever. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is my chance finally to like live in that world. So I think I made a bunch of music, and then that was the one that they were like, yes. And that became Bunny's theme. So you know, it's just like what's really fun about physical is it's a period piece. And of course that doesn't just mean 1920, it means like, you know, whatever that period is, which took me ages to work it out. But yeah, so just delving into that world is like, it's so fun. And we've got season 3 coming up. There's a new character. I'm not allowed to tell you, I don't think. I won't be the one to spill it. But we've been talking about, we had a conversation like the day before yesterday about what that character's theme was going to be. And, you know, I was like asking for buzzwords about, you know, how this character behaves and like, you know, what makes him tick, what makes, are they angry, are they badly behaved, you know, all of that stuff. So there's like quite a lot of like, you know, stuff to play with there.
Yes. No, I mean, I just, you know, like I said, Bunny, aerobic, save me, main title, but like, tell us, like, you know, I talked about finding inspiration to, you know, compose, but how much do you love composing? Because you, from the, you know, you have a really music career with Florence and the Machine. So, I mean, composing, how much do you love it? You know,
oh my God. Hands down, like it's my favorite thing. You know, it's something that I took on just before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I did my first television show just before the pandemic, and at the end of a world tour. And I was like ready to try and do something where I would kind of have to be in someone else's world. But like, I've always wanted to do filmmaking. And I wasn't expecting to get into it via television, but I got the opportunity to. And then I kind of made a bunch of music for Little Fires Everywhere. And then they became main themes. And I was like, this is the best job ever. And then as soon as we finished that show, you know, I signed on to do physical and whatever else. And the pandemic hit. So like, I then had all of this stuff to do at my desk, you know, when everyone else had to stop working, I suddenly had this new career. And like, it was just like the most incredible thing that I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't need anybody. You know, I obviously have a big team around me now of all types of incredible musicians and players and organizers, and like there's, you know, there's quite a few people helping me now from their desks too. It's all quite but it's like, you know, it's such a fun thing to be able to kind of like employ your mates, number one, and then also not have to sit with them all the time, because I can just throw them stuff. And we're in the age of technology where, you know, and it's nice because lots of musicians who aren't on tour want to play music still. So like, there's like so many angles, which is why this is such a fantastic thing. Not only that, but also, you know, getting into an entire world, like with physical, I really wanted to make it feel a little bit Scarface. I was like, just the music of Scarface is so good. And then I also really wanted to make it feel, I wanted Sheila to turn into Knight Rider. I still want that. So like, you know, just like there's so much. Yeah, it's just like, it's just a great thing. And television has kind of given me such a backbone now to kind of like explore film, which is a whole different beast. And it's kind of like the opposite of doing TV. But I'm glad I did it this way around, because television is very systematic and like formulaic. And there's, you know, you have to kind of like, you all sit together in the beginning. You decide on a thing. You talk about where the music's going to go. Quite specifically. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of that call or video or whatever, and you watch down the episode, at the end of it, you go away and you do your work, and then you figure out, then you'll get notes back. Then you might have another round of notes. And then the following week, you'll all huddle together again, and then you do it again. Whereas with film, it's a much more artistic way of doing stuff. And it's taken me a minute to give myself the formula again, if that makes sense. Because like with filmmaking, it's like, you sit down and you have a conversation with the director, and really from that moment, you're supposed to kind of like get into it. But a couple of times I just sat there and waited for us to do our huddle online, and then like, you know, have the, this is the in, this is the out, here's how it goes. And it's like, nope, doesn't work quite like that with film. You have to kind of like to think of themes and characters and stuff like that. So it's a whole new adventure, which is super fun.
Yeah, so you made such an impact. You're so inspirational.
Yay!
Film. So
I always said I wasn't a teacher, but I actually think I probably would be quite a good teacher. But I'm not a teacher.
But you're inspirational, and you know you are a role model, and also too, like, I want to ask you, and for the viewers, you know, listeners, what is next for you, Isabella?
Oh, I'm going to keep going. Like, I've got a lot of projects that I'm really deeply in right now. There's some films, there's some shows, there's a cartoon. And I haven't stopped. I'm not sure if I will, but I am making my record, and it's very close now. So that's like, I really need to get, this record has become like a teenager. I'm like, get out the house now. You know how to cook your dinner. Leave. So I really need to get it out of my computer any minute now. I'm like, it's like burning in the back of my mind, but it's close. And then we'll address what's next after that.
Wow. No, I'm just so excited, you know, for your career. Thank you. Keep going. And you know, for people who want to check in physical season two, they can check it on Apple TV. And
please do. It's a hoot. And we got season three coming up now. And every season I'm like, can we get weirder? Which wonderful. Is what we're about to do.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I think that covers everything.
Oh, wow.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Isabella. I mean, I so enjoyed our interview, and thank you for your
time. Yay. Okay, awesome. All right, well, lots of love.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to have back on the show Robert Esmé. He is a Canadian Olympic gold medalist, world champion sprinter, motivational speaker. He is a co-founder of Critique and founder of Air Blastoff Running Club. And what else do you do, Robert Esmé?
I'm a people's champion. I'm always here to serve and help.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I always have the right energy, the right mood. What can I tell you? We always work well together.
Yes, and a happy new year, a new year, a new you, a new projects. And I'm excited to talk to you about more about Critique and what it's about and, you know, how can people, you know, subscribe or be involved.
Awesome. Give a little bit about the background of Critique. When it first started, one of the other co-founder, Bernie, he was in the photography background. He enjoyed taking pictures and weddings and different things, photograph celebrities. And he used to go to conferences. And what happened, he had to see a mentor, spend $500 to spend 30 seconds with that mentor, right? And learn some tricks, which he still used to today. For me as an athlete, you know, I've always loved feedback from my coaches. Always difficult to get the right feedback from the right person. And I like the video aspect of it.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by The Rio Theatre, Harmony Sense Interiors, Mallory's Fashion Network, and Craft Academy Hair.